Back again. Welcome back. Glad you're back to listen again. Today's topic is about stop disliking people or hating people or having a problem with someone because of what somebody else said. Sometimes we as people have to get to know a person ourselves, because that same person that's telling you this, their life could be in turmoil and everything's going wrong for them. And instead of trying to get their life together, they want everybody to hop on the hate train. They want everybody to dislike like they do. They're miserable. They're calling you over to be on their team. So don't fall for the trap and be over on their team. Just to be someone's friend, you don't have to hate and dislike what they like. Everybody's different. You know, that person may not did anything to you, but I'm not saying go and be that person's best friend. If your friend don't like them, cool. You don't have to dislike them. You could just distance yourself from them, be cordial with them, but don't get on that hate train. Because the hate train for a miserable person, that hate train travels 24/7. They just hate, and dislike for no reason. Now, this podcast is deep to me because I know a lot of people like this. I know a lot of people like this, and I know some people. I get a lot of hate because of what somebody have told people about me. But if you know me, hey, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. I like to joke, whatever. It's no hate in me. I don't dislike nobody. You know, I want everybody to win, because if you win, we all win. So I'm not putting that energy on anybody. Now, it's funny because my mom gave me this lesson about life, about people not liking you, you know, at a very, very early age. And I didn't understand it. But the older I get and I listen, I watch people, you know, I get it in full of what she meant. And when a person had a problem with me or whatever, she used to tell me, she used to say, well, do they pay your bills? I'm like, no. And she was like, well, why are you worried about what they say or what they do? And another thing, my grandmama told me this. My grandmama said, and this still stands to today, my grandmama, 86 years old. And she said, when people hate and dislike, she said, as long as they're talking, you're good. She said, but when they get quiet, that's when you worry. So don't worry about them continuing to talk and say stuff about you. So, and that's what I live by. Women do it. Men do it. I just think when men do it, I think if a man don't like you because of what somebody else said, he's just a straight up punk. Especially if he listening to a female. Sometimes a man might want to get with that female, so he jump on her team or whatever. But I just think men hating somebody because of what somebody said, you are a straight up coward, you're a punk, and that's just the bottom line. Like, personally, I know a few that has a problem with me because of what somebody else said. Okay, I don't really see them a lot. I seldom see them. And when I'm around, I'm cordial, they cordial. But I know how they're feeling. And I'm deep down, I'm smiling, but I'm really ready to take it there. But I keep that smile on my face. But I'm really ready to do something. But I'm kind of like waiting on them. And the crazy part, I never said it. I never did anything to them. Never said anything about them. But I know what they heard that I said or did was hearsay. But I'm okay with that. And one thing about me, I would never talk behind a person's back and try to smile in their face. That's just not what I do. I'm not built that way. And I don't go for bad or whatever. I'm just not built that way. I just think that's if for me to do, for me to talk about you behind your back negative and come talk to your face, to me that just makes me sick on my stomach. That's just not how I roll. I mean, you can like me or dislike me. And if I dislike you, I dislike you. But I'm not going to be around here just talking about you. Now, and it might seem like I'm promoting violence. I'm not promoting violence and saying start a fight with somebody that dislike you or whatever. That's not the case. Because most of the time, if a person, male, this is men. If a man is talking behind your back, dislike you because of what somebody told him, most of the time, he don't have that dog in him anyway. Like, he's less than a man because he'll talk and go along with the people that don't like you, but he'll smile in your face. He's not ready to rumble anyway. So I'll look past them, but I'll be ready to take it wherever they want to take it. Now, females tend to do this more than guys. Because, I mean, I know a lot of females that talk about this or that female, knowing damn well you claim to not like her. Like I said, shit like this is just disgusting. Just don't deal with a person if you feel a certain way about them to avoid being a coward. We all have haters. 99% comes from the fact that they can't. Well, 99% comes from the fact that you're on a level that they can't get on. Or they can get on it, but you're on a level and they can't see themselves on that level. And the things that you achieved in life, your success, it gets to them. It makes them mad. They're upset. And one of the famous lines from a hater is this, whether it's man or woman, oh, he or she, they ain't all that. That's one of the most famous lines from a hater. So if you're around a person and someone is achieving something, and when you hear them constantly say that person ain't all that, or that person thinks that they're all that, you better watch the energy, because that's one of the lines that a hater would say. That's how a hater feels. You know, secretly hating. Oh, she ain't all that. He ain't all that. And in all honesty, comparing yourself to anyone steals your joy, I think. But what you should do, you should set the bar high and you dream big and go after what it is that you want. Go after it. See, people sometimes let their pride get the best of them, and they never achieve that thing that they want so bad. For instance, look how great Michael Jordan was in his basketball days. After a few years after Jordan, we got Kobe Bryant. Yes, Kobe reminds us of the great things that we saw MJ do. And you know, people always say certain things about MJ. Say, oh, he's hard to deal with. You can't talk to him, this and that. So just saying all kinds of stuff, you know. But one thing we have to remember, MJ said Kobe was always calling him or texting him no matter what time of day or night it was. MJ said this after Kobe passed. Now, Kobe could have walked around saying, oh, MJ is not all that. I could do everything that MJ can do. I can do it better. Kobe didn't do that. Kobe wasn't on no hater shit. Like a lot of people that we know that would have done actually that. But what Kobe did, Kobe got on the phone and asked for pointers, asked for help, because Kobe wanted to be better. He didn't see Jordan as Jordan, you know, outdoing him, or he think he's better. Kobe didn't look at it like that. Now, I'm pretty sure there's some players in the NBA that flop, and they looked at MJ like that. But Kobe wanted to find out. And the moral of this story is a little conversation can help and sometimes stop the hate and dislike. And sometimes dislike or hate can come from, let's say, a person being more financially stable, having more money, in a better position. But why hate on someone when their finances are in line and you made the wrong choices? You don't know what it took for that person to get where they're at in life. So it's no need to hate or dislike that person. Back to the MJ and Kobe situation. Ask questions and learn before you turn to hate and dislike. There are also times that an opportunity is precious, more precious than a lot of money. The right opportunity will secure you for life if you use it right. While we're talking about basketball, think about it. Sometimes a person can be a first round pick, get paid a lot of money, and in 2 years they're out of the league. Now a person could get picked in the fifth round and they don't make a lot of money, but they stay around, they work hard, they continue to follow their dreams. They didn't get mad at the person that got picked in the first round. They were chosen in the fifth round, but they continued to work hard. They didn't hate at all. Now, I'm bouncing all over the place. People that dislike you and tell others things not to like you are the most insecure people on earth. And we all know somebody like that. They don't like you, so they spreading it because they don't want no one else to like you. They hate themselves and don't even realize it. Do you know how crazy you look getting mad because good things are said about someone that you don't like? That's crazy to me. It makes no sense. And some of you that agrees with or become a hater along with that individual is no better. You're just a coward like the main hater. Don't let their toxic behavior spill over on you. And if they get mad and all of a sudden starts disliking you, that'll be okay, because hating is their profession. That's all they know how to do. Because trust me, if it's a true hater, he or she wants everybody around them to hate everything that they hate. That's what they want. They want everyone to hate people that they don't like, which is stupid. So don't lose any sleep over that. Okay, while we're talking hate, this week in the news, Kevin Samuels. People are trying to get Kevin Samuels canceled. Kevin Samuels is on social media, YouTube, Instagram, or whatever. He's giving men and women advice about dating. He's not harming anybody. He's just giving his opinion. To me, this cancel culture thing is getting out of hand. He He's just giving his opinion about dating. But as soon as he gives somebody a negative comment, you know, social media gets upset. Now, I'm not a fan of Trump, but I like the part about him because a lot of things that he said exactly what he felt. You got to respect people like that. You're not always going to like them, but you got to respect them. And I think Kevin Samuels is kind of on the same line as Donald Trump. But from what I hear a lot of females are complaining. I mean, most of the people on social media, I mean, it ain't true. They just lying or they trying to get you to follow them. They just saying whatever is whatever. And you can agree or disagree. And that's one of the reasons why I call my podcast Gerald's Opinions and Thoughts. Because it's just my opinion. It don't mean it's right or whatever. I'm just giving my opinion. And we all have opinions. Until next Sunday, that's all I have for y'all. Once again, thanks for listening. Tell a friend, tell a friend. I don't know who's listening. They just give me a number at the end of the week. And I appreciate everyone that tune in to listen to this podcast. Thanks again.